Well, it's International Women's Day today, and it's a chance for us to reflect on the roles and treatment of women in our society. Equal pay is still one of the contentious issues that women are dealing with on a daily basis. And new research by Catalyst Australia has found that despite Australia's largest companies being happy to tick gender reporting boxes, they're still not meeting expectations when it comes to equal pay. Martin Bushmer is the researcher behind the project and joins me now on 1233 ABC Newcastle. G'day, Martin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Yeah, thanks for that. So what is the disparity still massive? Is it closing? What is the difference between salary levels for men and women at the moment?
So what's happened is that since 2010, companies have picked up the pace in terms of reporting. So the ASX Corporate Governance Council then implemented new guidelines for companies to report on gender equality. So what we've seen since then is that companies are better at reporting how many women they have on their board, in executive management, and all of them have established a gender diversity policy. But where reporting has gotten better, we don't see an equal sort of improvement in performance of ASX-listed companies.
Okay. All right. So are they just appearing to go through the process? Is that can we make that determination? Or is it just that your focus is on reporting alone?
Well, it's a bit double. So on the one hand, the more they disclose, the more public they are about their gender diversity initiatives, the better. But the initial sort of sense of optimism in 2010, saying, oh, look at what companies are doing, and then in 2011 and 2012, where we had a gradual increase. I mean, we're 6 years later now, and we haven't sort of seen the amount of progress that's necessary. So the progress is still taking place at a glacial pace. So at this point in time, we can really say that instead of breaking through the glass ceiling, companies are, you know, really ticking the box more so than making any real progress.
This is despite them being proactive too. And is the current figure about one in four directors of top companies are women?
Yeah, that's correct. So that's for the ASX 50 companies. And we can see the amount of female directors actually decline as we look at the ASX 200, which has about 20%. Same with ASX 300, and the ordinaries actually has only 16% women on their boards. And what is encouraging is that on the ASX 50, there is not a single board that does not have a woman. And more encouragingly, most boards actually have two or more women on their boards, which suggests that there is not an issue of tokenism. But still, it's only one in four women on boards, which is obviously not enough.
Could we extrapolate and say that if it's the top companies, in other words, the 50, the ASX 50, have got 27% or thereabouts, and you said the ASX 200 have got around about 20%, the more successful companies are the ones that have women on them, more women. Is it possible to extrapolate from that? And the reason that they're successful is because they've got women.
Well, I mean, obviously, you make a few jumps there, and correlation doesn't necessarily imply a causality. But there are studies that suggest that having more women on your board is better for financial performance. There are studies that suggest that having more women on your board makes companies take less risks. There are studies that suggest that corporate social responsibility performance is better if you have more women on your board. So there are studies that suggest that. We do see the amount of women on board decrease with the ASX listings, so from ASX 50 to 200 to 300 in ordinaries. I think one of the factors that is causing that as well is that the ASX 50, of course, are very much blue-chip companies. They're household names, and they have public relations to worry about as well. So it's really not excusable for any ASX 50 company not to have any women on the boards. And obviously, most people can name all the companies, well, not all of them, but they would know the companies on the ASX 50, whereas, you know, no one would really know all the companies on the ordinaries index. So for them, that PR issue is not really an issue as well. So I think that the truth lies somewhere in the middle there.
Martin, I'd presume that these top companies wouldn't dare try and pay their female board members, even the non-executive ones, less than they'd pay the men, surely.
Well, no, I wouldn't think so. And this is an interesting development because we see more women on ASX 50 boards. So at the same time, I would expect senior management having a harder time explaining to the board why there are still so little executive women in executive management, and why the, you know, the pay gap in companies persists. I mean, they really have some explaining to do. And as the female voice on the board increases, I think that they have more and more explaining to do.
All right. Despite the fact that they're happy to tick the boxes, what's your feeling on whether or not these top companies are doing enough to promote women within the workforce?
Well, to be fair, it's really a question of cultural change as well. So, I mean, you can appoint women on your boards, and you can have other initiatives that facilitate a female career advancement. But I mean, cultural change takes a long time. So, I mean, in part, that explains why progress has been so slow. But at the same time, I think that and companies would be particularly sympathetic towards this argument is that, you know, the female talent pool is basically underutilized. There's too many bright minds in Australia that are not being put to good use. And I mean, if there is a financial bottom line for a company, and in this case that would be utilizing the female talent pool to its full extent, then I think that, you know, no company would be deaf to such an argument. So it's not just the right thing to do. There is actually a financial imperative for companies as well.
All right, good point to finish on, Martin. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Martin Boyshma from Catalyst Australia, also a lecturer at the University of Technology in Sydney in the Corporate Governance Department on 1233 ABC Newcastle.